जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम र कृष्ण बलराम र कृष्ण जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधा जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधा जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय गौर जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौर जय प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद प्रभु हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज पाचार ज्योत्तर शिल अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इष्कान फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय एवं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य ज्योत्तर शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर के प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन के श्री वृंदावन धाम के श्री श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम के श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी के गंगा जमुनामाई के गौर प्रेमानंद हरिनाम संकीर्तन के श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम के श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा जी के श्री श्री गौरनिताई के श्री प्रभुपाद के ऑल ग्लोरीज द शंबुल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज द शंबुल डिवोटीज All glories the assembled devotees, all glory, all Duran Garan ki ja, Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सह गणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतम् परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्तं च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेषाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 23 द ब्राह्मणज वाइफ ब्लेस्ड एंटाइटल्ड And text today will be read 9. Please repeat after me. Iti te Bhagavad Yanchyam Srinvantopina Shusruvahu शुद्रासा भूरि कर्माणो बालिशा वृद्धमानिनः इति ते भगवद्यांस्याम् शृण्वन्तोऽपि न शुश्रुषु शृण्वन्तोऽपि न शुश्रुवुः शुद्राशा भूरि कर्माणो बालिशा वृद्धमानिनः इति ते भगवद्यांस्याम् शृण्वन्तोऽपि न शुश्रुः शुद्राशा भूरि कर्माणो बालिशा वृद्धमानिनः इति ते भगवदयांस्याम् शृण्वन्तोऽपि न शुश्रुवुः शूद्राशा भूरि कर्माण बालिशा वृद्धमानिनः इते दस ते दे द ब्राह्मणज भगवत ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड यांच्याम द सप्लिकेशन श्रृण्वतः हियरिंग अपि ऑल्दो न शुश्रुः दे डिड नॉट हियर शूद्र आशाः फुल ऑफ पेटी डिजायर्स भूरि कर्माणः इंटेंगल इन एलोबरेट रिचुअलिस्टिक एक्टिविटीज बालिशः चाइल्डिश फूल्स वृद्धमानिनः प्रिज्यूमिंग देमसेल्फ टू बी वाइज मेन ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट आई विल ट्रांसलेट द ब्राह्मणज हर्ड दिस सप्लिकेशन फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड येट दे रिफ्यूज टू पे बी हिड इंडीड दे वेर फुल ऑफ पेटी डी pity desires and entangled in elaborate rituals. Though presuming themselves advanced in Vedic learning, they were actually inexperienced fools. Purport. These childish brahmanas were full of petty desires, such as the desire to attain the material heaven, and therefore they could not recognize the golden transcendental opportunity offered them by the arrival of Krishna's personal boyfriends. Presently, throughout the world, people are madly pursuing material advancement and thus can't hear message of the Supreme Lord Krishna that is being broadcasted throughout the missionary activities of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Times have hardly changed and proud materialistic priests are still prevalent on the earth. This statement in this particular verse, it is like comment on the previous incident, what happened. And it appears that Sukadeva Goswami became very much upset the rough and tough behavior of those brahmanas. So Sukadeva Goswami is condemning, blaspheming, pointing out the bad quality of brahmanas. However, let us go through the whole story part. This chapter describe how the yagic brahmanas wives were blessed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This chapter starts in order to first the cowherd boys, friend of Krishna, they requested Krishna that they are feeling that pinch of hunger. So please Krishna, you arrange some food stuff for us. And then Sukadeva Goswami described that in order to please, desiring to please the brahmana's wives, satisfied brahmana's wife, Krishna sent that boy go, some brahmanas from Mathura, they are performing sacrifices. Vedic brahmanas, out of fear of Kamsa, they could not perform yajna in the city Mathura. So hidingly, they came out, outskirts of Mathura city, and hidingly, they are trying to hide the whereabout of themselves from the Kamsa. And they were performing yajna. It was outskirt of the Mathura city. Presently, if you know something about geographical condition of Mathura and Vrindavan, this place is called, still the place is existing, where wives of brahmanas fed Lord Krishna, offered foodstuff for Krishna. That place is called Bhattarun. And from here, if you walk straight to that place, it takes only 40 to 45 minutes in this direction. Bhattarun. So they were performing yajna, brahmanas, Vedic brahmanas, learned brahmanas, nice brahmanas. And then Krishna, here Sukadeva Goswami prasiddhanam, Krishna desiring to satisfy, please, blessed wives of brahmanas, Krishna send his boy, you go there and ask some food stuffs from the brahmanas. So the boys went there. Sanatan Goswami, Arsiridhar Goswami described the how come, what was the reason that Krishna wanted to please, Krishna wanted to satisfy the wives of brahmana. The text Sukadeva Goswami, Bhaktyaya, because they were devotee of Krishna, wives of brahmana. Brahmanas were no devotee. They have no any interest for devotional service or satisfying or pleasing Krishna. However, they were fortunate enough because their wives were great devotees of Lord. They were ever eager to hear, ever eager to see Krishna. They wanted, because while they were staying in Mathura, they have heard about Krishna's pastime, his beauty and other his pastime. So the wives of Brahmana, they have long cherished desire to see Krishna. They wanted to see Krishna. So they were devotees. So Krishna wanted to please, wanted to satisfy the wives of Brahmanas, Yagik Patni. So Krishna sent his boys to bake some food stuff. And the boys went there. Iti vigyapito gopar bhagavan devaki sunabha. Next word. Prayatah. Krishna says, you please go, my dear friends. And then the boys went there. Ityadishta bhagavata gatva achanta te tatha. So the boys approach in the sacrificial arena, Yajna Mandap, and Sukadeva Goswami described the etiquettes or decency of the small boys. All boys did not go there. Four, five only boys went there. All other, there are hundreds and thousands of cowherd boys were. They were remained with Krishna. But four or five, couple of boys went there. Think about the boys, small boys, they are hungry, handsome, dressed in the as a cowherd boy. Turban, little stick in their hand, they're walking slowly. And as soon as the boys reached there, first thing, Kritanjali Puta. First of all, as soon as they approach the Yajna Mandap on the sacrificial arena, immediately they folded their hand. All. Kritanjali Puta. First thing they did, they put their both palms together. Kritanjali, this is folding. And right in front of the Brahmana, Dandavat Patita, they fell flat in front of Brahmanas as sticks. Dandavat, you know Dandavat, what is the meaning of Dandavat? Danda means stick, rod, and it was immediately fall. Dandavat Patita Bhuvi. See the decency, nobility, culture, behavior of the small 4-5 years boys. Kritanjali Dandavat Patita, folded hand, and Patita, they fall flat, fall down on the ground in front of Brahmana like danda stick. And they spoke, He Bhumi Deva, they addressed the Brahmana. Such a culture behavior, such a etiquette, such a decency, such a nobility. Hey, Bhumi Deva. Dev means demigod. You, Brahmanas, you are walking on the earthly planet as a human being, but actually you are as good as demigod. Bhumi Deva. आप पृथ्वी के मूर्तिमान चलते फिरते देवता हैं. The deva, celebrated deva, they are always not visible on earthly planet. Actually in culture they are not visible. But they are voice of talking, हे भूमि देवा, हे पृथ्वी के मूर्तिमान देवताओं, सुनता, please hear. And they first of all, introduce themselves to the Brahmana. Krishnasya Adesh Karina. Maybe you would like to know about us, who we are. We are order executor of Krishna. Krishna Adesh Karina. We are servant of Krishna. we are interested to execute the will of Krishna. Krishnasya adeshakarina. Praptan, just we have arrived next here in your yajna. And also they're introducing Gopan. We are by birth, by our profession, we are cowherd boy. Our profession, we earn our livelihood by tending the cows, protecting the cows, herding the cows, grazing the cows. These are our profession. By caste or by profession, we came from the Vaishik community, and especially in Vaishik community, Yadav, we are descendants of Jadu Maharaj, Vishnivansik, and we are servant of Krishna. We are order executor, will executor of Krishna. And personally, Balaram requested, Balaramji told us to come to you. Hey Bhumi Deva. They heard. Okay. What could be purpose? How come you came? How we can serve you? We came here, Gashyarayanto Abhidure, herding the cows, grazing the, not far away from this place, very near. Odanam Rama Shito. We came here to request some food stops. We want to have some food stop because Krishna and Balaram, they are herding the cow, tending the cow, and they have come all the way from Nandgaon. This first time taking place here in Vrindavan, you know, Nandgaon. The early morning they started grazing the cow, tending the cow from Nandgaon. All the way from long distance we have come walking, taking care of the cow, protecting the cow. And therefore, Ram and Achyut, Krishna and Balaram, they are hungry. Maybe it appears that daytime, noon time, they are asking, requesting. So, and they are hungry, Krishna and Balaram, along with other boys, cowherd boys, they are hungry. And they have willing, they desire, they want to eat. Tayor dija udanam arthanuadi. So we came to ask, beg. Odan. Odan means bhat. Rice is also rice, not the rice. Bhat, you understand, what is bhat? Boiled rice, cooked rice. When rice cooked, then its name is given bhat. Here a question arises, how come why they did not ask about sweet, about puri, halwa? In the Brahmanas of Mathura, they are very famous for eating. They love to eat Chaturvedi Brahmanas. They are very much, they are expert in eating. They love eating. And without sweets, without sweet rice, they don't touch the plate. If in the plate there is no any sweet, they must, and it was festival time, festivity was going on, yajna was there. They must have prepared many things. But here the boys are asking, O Danam, please give us bhat. Because sweet, rasgulla, gulab jamun, they are not very much generous to distribute this item. Even in our festival, you know, other thing, khichdi, that the serving devotee, they very generously they give. They are generous with udar. But when comes the sweet rice or some sweet, then some limited quantity, there's is a small spoons usually. And towards the end, even the whole feast is a sponsor still. So, but they about that giving the khichdi and rice and dal, they are really, they are, they pose themselves that like they are Ranti Dev. Very, oh, take any amount. So the boys were knowing this mentality. Sweet, we will take, please give us sweet. They may or may not. So, Udanam, rice, of course. Upalakshan, rice means not dry, only rice. Of course, there should be at least dal. Not more than at least one sabji should be there. So, rice, dal, and sabji. And the boys could realize that their brahmanas are not responding anymore. First, they pay attention. Before they ask why you came there, what would be purpose, why, how we can serve. And the boys revealed their intention, for what purpose we have come. Then it seemed they become reluctant and they did not pay any intention. Again, the swaha, jagya, mantra, chanting the mantra. So, request of Krishna, yanchyamant, request, solicitation. Krishna did not directly ask, the solicitation, a request was made through the cowherd boys, and the request was not respected. This, see the etiquette, decency of the cowherd boys, and the cruelty, atrocity, or immorality, or evil, or badness of the brahmana is described in this purpose. The such a culture boys, language they use, bodily expression, they fall flat in front of them. They appall, literally, they grab the feet, bottom of the feet of the brahmanas, and they say, you are Bhumi Deva, you are the demigod on earthly planet. So the decency, the etiquette, the culture, behavior, goodness of your, the boys were described, and here description about the cruelty, extrocity, immorality, evil and badness of brahmana is described in this verse. Previously also described that Sukhdev Goswami became angry. When Sukhdev Goswami, because Sukhdev Goswami was describing this first time, as soon as Sukhdev Goswami came to know that their request was denied, their request was not respected, Sukhdev Goswami became very much upset, angry. And this is a statement of Sukhdev Goswami. Iti te bhagavadanchita suntopin sunsna chudrasa. They have insignificant petty desires, desiring for material. They wanted elevation in material, spiritual, so heavenly planet. It is heavenly planet, the happiness, delight of heavenly planet is not permanent. It is temporary and very little. The chudrasa, their materialistic person deriving sense, only interest in sense gratification. Bhuri karmaro, for these petty desires, for insignificant desire, for temporary desire, for the sense gratification, they are engaged. Bhuri karmaro. Hindi mein kahte hain ki ek vyakti kya dug all the hill, digging, and all the hills, mountain were dug, and what he got were small right was found. Such a great endeavor and result insignificant. To bhuri karmaro, elaborate activity. They erect big, big pandal, collect big, big ingredient and perform sacrifices for what? For temporary, petty sense gratification. They are not interested in spirituality, simply for material act, material delight. With material delight, as always, it is temporary, it is not forever. Bhuri karmaro, balisa. Sukhdev Goswami told, balisa, the childish mentality, child. Though they are vriddhamanina, they are thinking that vriddhamana, gyan vriddha. They assume themselves, they think themselves, they pretend that we are gyan vriddha. We are learned, we know the scriptures, we know the conclusion of Vedic literature. They are thinking, they are proud about their learning, their shastra gyan, but actually they are not learned. They are scholarly, educated fools. The Sukhdev Goswami, Vriddhamanina, they were, this word is scholarly, educated, stupid. Sukhdev Goswami, really, it seems that sitting on the Ganga, he become very much upset the behavior of those Brahmana, cruelty of the Brahmana, atrocity of the Brahmana. Vriddhamanina, they are thinking the Vriddha, Gyana Vriddha. They are thinking that we are elevated in knowledge, shastra knowledge, but actually they were a scholarly, educated, stupid, childish fools. Sukhdev Goswami says, I am translating that. Durasha, it is in Sanskrit very bad word for any person. Durasha, bhuri karma, balisa, childish mentality. They're not ignorant. Vriddhamanina, they are thinking that we are gyan vriddha. Not vriddha means not the old. They are thinking that we have very learned shastra. We know the conclusion of shastra. We have studied. We have gone through the gurukul. We have taken different type of initiation, sanskara, purification. So here, in brief, in this verse and previous verse, decency, etiquette, culture, behavior of cowherd boys are described. Same time, decency, what is it called? Cruelty. We had no any courtesy. They don't know any etiquette, how to behave. And then boys return, what they can do. Very celebrated verse in this chapter talks about that they when Sarvam Prabhu was giving class, they talk about the one of the most important verse of this chapter, as well as one of the most important verse of the whole Srimad Bhagavatam or the Vedic literature. That describes the beauty of Krishna. How Krishna is beauty, beautiful. I will read that day we have talked about. So the boys returned because their request was not respected. Brahmana denied to give any food. So they became very much disappointed, came back, and they requested Krishna. we did every our level best to convince them for food stuff, but the Brahmanas did not give. So then Krishna requested if Brahmana, please you go to the wives of Brahmana. They are very devotees and they will give you. And then the boys again second time went, they did not go to Brahmana, rather they went to the wives of Brahmana. As soon as the wives of Brahmana heard about Krishna and also heard that near about Krishna is here, near about in this forest, and then become very much jubilant. They were, of course, they were ever eager to see Krishna. This was their long cherished desire to see, behold the beauty of Krishna. So today the golden opportunity, transcendental opportunity for them was there. So they came. When they came, Jamuno Pavane Ashok Pallava Mandite. They saw from distance the Ashok Ban. This is one of the Upavan of Vrindavan. In Braj there are 12 forests and 12 Upavan, like Kokila Ban, and there are many forests here in Vrindavan. Very famous where people go, Bhusesa is there. Next to Radharaman temple, big boundary. Nidhiban. This is Upavan. Vrindavan, and within Vrindavan a small Upavan. So Jamuno Ved Kadam Upavan. Ashokavan. And they saw from distance Vicharantam. They saw Krishna was moving around. Britam Gopai, surrounded by cowherd boys, Sagrajam, and Balaram was also there. Dadurush Istriya. Those wives of Brahmanas, they saw first time, they have tense, eagerly they wanted to see this farm while they were staying in Mathura. And they saw, as soon as they saw, a thrill ran through their whole body. Unke sharir mein romanch ho gaya. As soon as they saw such a, they have heard, but they have never seen such a beauty. They thrill, romance ran through their body. And their eyes become wet. Tears started to flow freely, wetting their whole existence wet. The bliss they experience, no tongue on the earthly planet is able to describe. Their bliss, what the first time they saw. And then what they saw. Krishna was standing beneath one tree, and the tree was Ashoka tree. Usually when we they say, see the painting of Krishna is standing underneath a Kadamba tree. Kadamba tree, two trees, of course there are many different types of trees in Vrindavan. Two are considered to be the extremely auspicious, nice. One is Tamal. Tamal tree is very dear to Krishna. And Kadamba is very, it is, sorry. Tamal is very dear to Srimati Radharani. Because color of Tamal resembles the color of Krishna. So Tamal is very dear to Srimati Radharani. And Kadamba is very dear to Krishna. Because aloes, its flowers resemble the color of Srimati Radharani. But at that particular day, Krishna was standing beneath the Ashoka tree. And then they saw Shyamam. As soon as they saw Krishna, the color of Krishna was blackish blue or bluish black. It was not exact black, but bluish black or blackish blue. Shyamam. You must understand here, whole description, eyes are the eyes of Brahmanas. And words, शब्द किसके हैं? सुखदेव गोस्वामी। सुखदेव गो आंख है ब्राह्मणों का, पत्नियों का आंख। आईज आर ब्राह्मणा चाय एंड वर्ड्स शब्द आर सुखदेव गोस्वामी। हिरण्य परिधि नेक्स्ट दे पे अटेंशन दैट कृष्ण वॉज ड्रेस इन येलो येलोइश येलो गार्डन येलोइश ड्रेस and such a yellow, it was, it seems that it was lightning, blue like cloud, fresh mountain cloud blue, and yellowish paridhan dress was pitambar. It appears that together lightning and cloud, they are stuck together. Hiranya paridhi, of course, molten gold itself has borrowed the color from Krishna's pitambar. Such a brilliant Hiranya Paridhim Varnamalya and Krishna, they saw that around their neck there was a garland, flower garland, Vaijayanti Mala. So the wise of Brahmanas, first they pay attention, they saw description of the whole body of Krishna, color of Krishna, beauty of Krishna, and then paridhan, his dress, and then banmalya varaha, banmala, Vaijayanti mala. You know, Vaijayanti mala, very celebrated Vaijayanti mala, usually approximately every day it is regular routine of Srimati Radha Rani and Gopis. Radha Rani get up early morning, comes to Surya Kund, Bharna, you know Surya Kund, worshipable deity of Srimati Radha Rani, cool devata is Surya Dev, comes to Surya Kund, worship Surya Dev, and approximately 9 o'clock, 9:30, Radha Rani comes to Kusum Sarovar. And there they collect flower. Kusum means flower. This Sarovar, Kusum Sarovar, named after a flower. So lot of flower grows in the kund itself, in lake and nearby lakes also, different type of. So there seems Radharani along with the Sakhi, they collect flowers and they use their all expertise. They don't spare any expertise to make their garland beautiful and nice, lovely. So that Krishna was, there was garland around his neck, it was Vaijayanti mala, and prepared by the hand, by the finger of Srimati Radharani in Kusum Sarovar, near Kusum Sarovar area. And in the Vaijayanti mala means there should be at least five type different flowers should be there. Kund, Mandar, Parijat, Tulsi and Kamal. At least five. And there should be in different color. At least five type of flowers and there should be in different color. Varnamalya, they saw that Krishna, there was garland around the neck of Krishna and varaha and peacock feather in his hair. Krishna has put dhatu, there are many things, I have to be little brief. And they saw that Krishna was standing next to Krishna, left side was one cowherd boy, Sridham was there, and Krishna has put Krishna rested his left arm on the shoulder of Sridhama. Sridhama was standing left side of Krishna and Krishna placed his left hand on his shoulder and his right he was whirling, moving a lotus flower. Vinyasta hasta mitarena dhunana babjam. Many other things, I have to be brief, it really many descriptions. And Krishna was smiling. So in this, this was So when those wives of Brahmana saw Krishna, so they become very much pleased, and about their joy or the bliss they experience, no tongue can tell, no tell or describe. No, so this was the situation, the climax of, and then Krishna addressed, as soon as Krishna saw those brahmanas, and welcome, swagatam o mahabhaga, o wife of brahmana, I welcome you here. Swagatam o mahabhaga ashitam karvamaki, my dear wives of brahmana, I extend my our welcome here in Ashokavan, in Vrindavan. What we can do for you, what, how I can serve you, this was the word of Krishna. You came here, welcome to you. How can I serve, what, how, I am very much eager to please you. Please don't hesitate. Please reveal your desire, and we are ready here to fulfill your desire, satisfy you. So here I should do this description. Basically, Krishna's beauty described such a, here his existence like a board of beauty, such a charming, beautiful, cute, attractive, sweet, handsome, enchanting. Krishna's personality is there. So any other comment or any question, you are welcome. Okay, thank you, Gaura Prabhu.
He didn't want anybody to come with him because he wants to follow all the rules and regulations very strictly, very particularly as a sannyasi. He seemed to be very keen on following very strictly the varnashram duties and the regulations. So if the brahmanas were performing duties according to Vedic instruction and direction, they were thinking themselves to be religious. So, I mean, where do we, I mean, the gopis were, their wives were more spontaneous and had this love. But people in general should follow those rules and regulations. They grow up on the yoga step, we had certain mantras and certain procedures done. So, you know, we're kind of beating up on the brahmins who didn't recognize Krishna. They're also trying to do their duties.
No. Towards the end of this chapter, describe their fortune of the brahmana. Not that forever they did not recognize. Towards the end, when they saw the devotion, when the wife, they went there and returned, such a blissful, I said, they are repenting. And towards the end, they got the spontaneous attraction, devotion for Krishna. So usually we must follow rules and regulations. Usually it does. When we strictly, nicely follow rules and regulations, outcome certainly we realize the self, transcendental realization. This is Vedaisha Sarvair Ahameva Vidya, throughout the problem. But here, especially in the beginning of this chapter, Sridhar Swami talks about Krishna, how come that such highly elevated brahmanas, highly qualified one, because Krishna wanted to show the higher position of their wife. So for that reason, in beginning, Krishna, like it was intention, Krishna yoga maya work that the boy, the brahmana did not recognize. So it was a special mercy that Lord Krishna wanted to show the higher status, higher position of the wife. They were highly elevated brahmana, were higher than their status were. For that reason, for time being, in the middle of the chapter, but towards the end it has come, they are very much glorious. They were equally enlightened as their own wife. However, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was enacting, so though he was Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he was acting, playing like a sannyasi. So in that time, strictly very everything he was doing. And we must follow rules and regulations of the Shastra. Not that these brahmana, of course, brahmana towards the end, they did not get. So we should become, why we should follow rules and regulations? If this is not giving the outcome, not fruit is not, end is not blissful, then why we should? What is wasted of? No, this is mentality. That reason why Lord Chaitanya, as you mentioned, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, when he was acting, yadaya acharya shirta tatteyo charur, since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was your Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lok Sangra, in order to teach the lesson, in order to educate people in a gender, even someone is elevated to the end, yeah, God attraction, bhakti for Krishna, is still that person is supposed to follow the rules and regulations very strictly, even a Paramhansa avastha. Otherwise, yadyad acharti shesha tattat devo tarojana sayat pramanam kurte lokasta dunubarte. People in general, how they will be benefited if the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not have followed rules and regulations of a sannyas, then why we should follow? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strict. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not utter the word istri, woman. He was the word for woman, istri. He did not utter, never this word leaped out, came out from the lips of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, istri. He was telling, instead of istri, another similar meaning, prakriti. Prakriti means, he will never see some woman is walking. He will not say this woman is walking. The nature, prakriti is walking. Prakriti. So, the brahmanas could not, at least beginning part, in beginning, they could not recognize the supremacy of Lord Krishna and same time the English. This doesn't mean that we should abandon, we should give up rules and regulation, because immediately or at least superficially did not give the outcome. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kobhunoy Sravana Adi Suddha Chite Karaya Udhaya. Attraction, devotion, pure devotion, attraction for Krishna is there, eternal existence, existing in our heart. It is not that you have to borrow, it is not that you have to export, you have not to earn, it is already there with you. Full-fledged attraction, bhakti is there. But it is in a dormant condition, a sleeping condition. How we can revive that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally described Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem Nitya Siddha. It is there. Sadhya ko aisa nahi ki isko prapt nahi karna hai. Already it is there. Siddha. Siddha Mahatma means he has already there. Not that we have to make endeavor to get it. How we can revive it, how we can awaken it? Sravana Adi Shuddha Chite. Sravana is beginning. Sravana and Kirtan. when our heart is purified by Shravan and Kirtan, the full flesh, full beauty, all opulence, all sweetness, it would be revealed in the heart of the devotees. But you must go the Shravan Adi. Shravan in beginning. Adi means the extra word, Shravan Kirtan, Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Darshyam, Sakhyam, Atmani. By execution of devotional service, our Krishna Prem would be manifest, or it will be revealed from within, because it is already existing eternally there. So I thought, okay, Apka. I was talking to the Brahmana, when the Brahmana's wife were staying in Vrindavan. Vrindavan not far from here, Krishna was profound. So maybe people go back and forth, collecting fruits and flowers. They are going some vendors selling the products, forest products. They are always talking about. So the Brahmana's I heard, long heard. And every day they were asking, oh, where Krishna was, what type of dress he was putting. So they have heard, Brahmana, Brahmana's wife. Brahmana's also heard, but little. But eagerly those wives of Brahmana's heard about Krishna. And they long cherished desire to see. And today they got that opportunity. Okay, Sri Krishna. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki